Welcome to a brand new episode of the internet's most hated mafia-themed geek podcast, the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. Is I, the Reverend Godfather, show's main host and frontman, the man who is possibly still having microphone issues. Again, folks, welcome. This is our second Otacon 2021 episode that we're putting out for all of you, and it was the only scheduled Otacon interview that we were able to get. The other two canceled on us, sadly, but more on that in a little bit. I want to first send out a very special thanks to the person who helped make this the best, or I should say one of the best interviews we had from this year's Otacon, and that person we have to thank wholeheartedly is Miss Carrie Wood from TNP Studios. You all out there can hear Carrie on the Nerd Apocalypse podcast, which is found on thenerdapocalypse.com. And she's also can be heard on Dent Pixels podcast, which is found on deadpixels.podbean.com. The links to them will be in the description down below. All the links from, if there's any YouTube or anything like that, will be down below. Please show these podcasts some love. Heck, if you want, tell them the Godfather sent you over there to check them out and show them some love, some kindness. Because if it wasn't for Carrie, this would have been a real hard interview for me. Really hard, because I'm not really familiar with a lot of the voice actors in the anime culture, so she was a big help for this, because she was one of the few that was waiting in reserves for a cancellation in regards to interviews. And with this particular interview, or today, they kind of shortened the interviews from 10 minutes to 6 minutes. We were extremely lucky to get 7 minutes. So I'm very happy for that. And because she was waiting in the wings and everything else, I'm not saying this because I did her a favor. I know this was not, matter of fact, I want to say this. She did me a favor because she was more knowledgeable in regards to what Kaji did, and, or I should say Mr. Tang did, than I could have. So she's the one that did me the biggest favor of all. Again, Carrie, if you're listening to this, thank you so much. From the bottom of my heart to the top of my heart, thank you. Wholeheartedly, thank you. Because this would have been a 3-minute interview, not a 7-minute interview. So thank you so much. Now, for all of you out there who are wondering, who is Kaji Tang? Yeah, I'm butchering his name. I apologize, everybody out there. Well, let me read you his bio that was sent to us, and it was on the Otacon website. Kaji is an avid lover of gaming and all things food-related. Kaji has been working as a voice actor in Los Angeles, California, since 2007. In the world of video games, he's done such roles as Ichiban Katsuka from Yatsuka, Like a Dragon, Eustace from Granibos Fantasy Versus, Faust from Guilty Gear, Manusha Iwi from Persona 5. Yeah, folks, yeah, I'm mispronouncing a lot of these names. Takashi Hijimiya from 13 Sentinels, Aegis Rim, Akusia, Blaze Blue, Cross Tag Battle, Oyon, Fire Emblem Awakening, Detective Pikachu 3DS, Jan Lee, Dead or Alive 5, Gaius Wasil from Legend of Heroes, Trails of Cold Steel, Gansha Gachuma, Dang Jora V3, Killing Harmony. I really butchered that one, folks. I'm sorry if you're fans of these games. Fang from Fairy Fencer F, Mama Kazui, Kamakura, AI the Samunu Files, and Kasura Fist of the North Star Ken's Rage. When it comes to anime, you can hear him in such roles as Sajuro Gojiro, Jujutsu Kaisen, Osamu Danzia from Bungo Stray Dogs, Joe Megaloblox, Samjia, I'm not going to pronounce that last name, Demon Slayer, Guts from Berserk 2016, Homa Tokia from Kenshin Ashura, Archer from Fate / Slay Knight, Unlimited Blade Works, Tatsumijo Kinza, Kill La Kill, Retsio from Baki, Papo from Ashina, The Flower We Saw That Day, Bill B-Stars, and Hendrickson, The Seven Deadly Sins. Now, let me just say, Kezi has been in other animes. His list is a mile long. If you wish to find or look at his full IMDb, you're more than welcome to do so. He's done other things like Gantz and many others. And so, like I said, it was a tough interview. We were limited to 6 minutes, but we were initially told we would have 10 minutes, but again, we were limited to 6 because of everybody was kind of falling behind. It's nothing against Mr. Tang or Otacon or anything like that. Sometimes these things happen. So again, let's get into the interview and we'll see you on the other side. Again, special thanks to Mr. Tang and special thanks to Carrie for helping make this interview a awesome interview. So, or I should say, a awesome Otacon interview. So, again, here is that interview, ladies and gentlemen.
I am fully back. So,
I'm here at Otacon. Hi, folks. Is Reverend Godfather here? One of our interviews this weekend. I am here with
Carrie Wood from TNP Studios,
and she's going to be helping me with this interview with
KG Tang, voice actor from Los Angeles.
Okay, just briefly, could you let my listeners who might not be familiar with you, with what you've done, your work?
Sure, of course. So if you guys play video games right now, you can hear me as Faust in Guilty Gear Strive. If you watch anime, you can hear me as Satoru Gojo in Jujutsu Kaisen. And if you enjoy the Yakuza series, you can hear me as Ichiban Kasuga in Yakuza Like a Dragon.
I do want to talk about Jujutsu Kaisen. Huge, obviously. Just this massive fan response to this. When you signed up to do this show, I mean, were you surprised at all by this incredible mainstream response?
I sort of was, yeah, because, you know, like, you don't really, like, you, as an actor, you get, like, a big inbox of, like, auditions, and you maybe don't have the time to, like, fully in-depth research each one as you're trying to get them out, right? So when Jujutsu Kaisen came across my desk, I was like, okay, anime from the studio I've worked with before, let's see the character rundown real quick. So, you know, I got a little bit of info from a friend of mine. I kind of read, like, a manga panel or two, and then I did the audition. But it wasn't until after I got the character that I realized, I was like, oh crap, people really like the show. People really like this character. Wow. I guess I can't suck, you know?
I mean, was it that sort of pressure at that point?
You know, like, that the pressure is always... I feel like it's a similar pressure across the board for any of... Because no matter what the popularity of a show is, as an actor, you should always try to do the very best you can, right? So, because you're always trying to please whatever audience really enjoys the product, and they deserve, like, your full, you know, 100% in the role, no matter what it is. If you're asking, like, if I found out that Satoru Gojo was going to be, like, super popular... yeah, sure, there was a little bit of like, oh man, I hope I did him justice afterwards. But, you know, I watched the first season, I think it turned out okay, so I can stop sweating at this point, maybe.
If I may, you know, I hope you don't mind the tag.
Of course.
you said you've done video games as well. Is there a particular difference between voice acting for video games than it is for something like anime?
Absolutely. So there's you know, the lip flappage for anime is very difficult for any actor to come in to adjust to, right? Because when you're acting, what you want to have is the freedom to portray the story and your emotions and to get it across. For anime, you have that in like this box, right? So you have this amount of time to fit in all your emotions and make someone feel, but you also have to do it when they're flapping their mouth in that rhythm, right? So it's extremely difficult. It's actually the hardest form of voiceover I've ever worked on. I've done narration, I've done movies, I've done video games. Anime is consistently, it takes the most skill to pull off okay, right? It takes more skill to make it sound okay than it does for a video game to make it sound good. Because video games, generally, you don't have to worry about the lip flaps, you can just act, right? Another big difference is, for video games, generally there's a lot of yelling. You know, anime, you know, we all see like the big battle scenes and stuff, but that's like one, two episodes in a row, maybe, and then there's like story, right?
Sure.
Video games, so much combat all the time, yelling. Generally, we put the video game stuff toward the end of the week so we don't like blow ourselves out.
That being said, I know quite a few years ago there was this big hubbub in regards to voice actors like yourself who did work in video games, kind of going to the Voice Actors Guild, I think it is, saying, hey, we want extra compensation because we could, in essence, lose a whole mess of work from doing what we do in video games. It affects us, especially with the well-known characters that you've done in the past. So
yeah, so what that was all about was, we wanted extra compensation, but it was also for things like, for example, when we do mocap, motion capture for video games, and we put on the suit with the, like the balls and stuff, right? Before we had that strike, there was no safety person on set for actors, right? These are not trained stunts people that they hire. They hire the voice actors, they hire like other actors, and sometimes you have to fall off stuff. You have to like do these dangerous physical things in the mocap series. So, you know, people are getting hurt and there was no one to really turn to. So we were like, okay, this needs to change. We need to have safety regulations for our job. We need to be able to know that we won't cough up blood at the end of a 4-hour session. We need to know we're not going to break our arm falling off this mocap stage. So that was, you know, there was a lot of things in that strike that we were asking for.
So I do want to go back to anime real quick.
Yeah, of course,
Since you were the voice of Guts in the most recent Berserk anime, and obviously with the unfortunate death of the creator, this sort of means we are not going to be getting any more Berserk. Or it's, I would say, unlikely anyone else would pick it up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you could just take a minute and reflect on your involvement with such an influential franchise.
I mean, it was an honor. I consider it an extreme honor to have been a part of that world. And it's such a... It was devastating when we heard the news because me and my wife are just huge Berserk fans, and every year we would hope that, you know, like the guy would make it and finish the series and he would recover and be in good health, you know. And unfortunately, that did not come to pass. But having been a part of a series that he helped bring to life is a huge honor, and I will carry that privilege with me for the rest of my life.
Excellent. They are giving us the sort of wrap it up signals outside. So I guess one last question for you is there anything you can tell us about that you can actually tell us about? I know the NDAs.
When is this coming out?
I'm not sure about her, but this will probably be within the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Few weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever you can legally.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can't tell anyone about it. But by the time this airs, by the time you hear this, you can hear me on the Netflix version of Shaman King as Amida Maru.
Awesome.
Yes. So please check that out.
Any quick words for any up and coming voice actors that are out there, or kids that want to be voice actors?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, it's a great job. It's tough to break in, for sure, but right now is actually the best time to do it because of COVID. Our entire industry has moved to a record from home situation. So no matter where you are in the United States, no matter where you are in the world, you can book jobs from Los Angeles or New York or Texas right now. So if you want to get started in voiceover, now's the time to do it.
Thank you so much.
Of course. It's been an honor to meet you. And thank you for being on.
Thank you so much.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Mr. Tang. And again, special thanks to, again, I can't thank her enough, and that is special thanks to Carrie for helping me once again in this interview. For the folks at home who are wondering why me and Carrie sounded muffled, and that was because it was a requirement of Otacon and the convention center that masks to be worn at all times. There were very few instances where masks could be taken off. That's why one of those reasons or exceptions was social distancing. Me and Carrie left ours on for safety reasons and courtesy for our guest. But Mr. Tang, I don't remember if he had his or not on, but that's one of the benefits of the setup and the equipment we are now using, is that the equipment allows for an external mic input, which allowed us to social distance and still get very good audio. So it wasn't, when we got the mic and the new mic and the new equipment, it wasn't because of the whole pandemic last year. It just turned out we had a good idea, and it turned out to be a awesome idea. So it turned out for the best. Again, thank you, Mr. Tang. Thank you, Carrie. Again, special thanks to Carrie. Also, thank you, Otacon. I know some of you out there would probably point out that, one, I mispronounced a whole mess of names. I do apologize. It's not my forte, so please forgive me. That's number one. Number two, I know it was short. Yeah, we couldn't help that. That's the time frame we were allowed. Number three, I know that, well, what was I going to say? Let me pause for a second and catch my brain cells for a moment. I know what I was going to say. You might have heard us say that there were going to be other interviews, or will be other interviews. We were on the reserve for at least one or two other people. We didn't get the call in regards to that. And we didn't, our final interview for the weekend was canceled about 20 minutes or so prior to the interview. So, we didn't get every interview, so we're happy that we got this interview. We do have a bunch of John. We have one more, or I should say, we have a Johnny / Jenny on the Street interviews that will be coming up starting next week. So if you all want to stick around for that, hit that subscribe button, hit that follow button. You will want to stick around for that. I know my voice is a little bit scratchy. Don't worry, folks. This time I have proper medical care. We're not going to see a repeat of last year. I just think maybe a little touch of con crud has hit. So, and the way I'm keeping an eye on myself and my health nowadays, this should be gone and hopefully within, knock on wood, and lay down the salt. This will be gone as quick as possible, and this won't linger for a very long time. But if all of you have any questions or comments before we get into that, again, all Carrie's links will be in the description down below. Please follow them, show them some love, show them some positivity, and everything else, because they did help us out. I know it sounds like we did them a favor. We did not a favor. They did us a very big favor. Very big favor. So again, Carrie, if you're listening, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We can't thank you here at the show enough. Please head on down, folks, if you're listening, head on down to the Nerd Apocalypse podcast and Dense Pixels podcast and listen, show them some love, show them some positivity, tell them that we here at the Long Coat Mafia podcast, the internet's most hated mafia themed geek podcast, sent you to head on over there, show them some love, show them some positivity. So check them out, give them a listen, give them a watch if they're on YouTube and everything else, and Heck, if Mr. Tang has a YouTube or an Instagram, we'll provide links to that in the description down below. So show him some love. And Mr. Tang, again, if you're listening, thank you so much in regards to that. And back to our original stuff. If you have any questions, comments, or remarks, you could send them our way by sending us an email at longcoatmafia@gmail.com or heading over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TheLongCoatMafiaPodcast. And we do have and leaving us a comment on the pinned post on our page. That way, if we get enough comments and questions, we'll do a whole special episode in regards to everything. We always make that promise. As soon as we do, we'll create that special episode in regards to questions, comments, and so forth. We do have an Instagram and a Twitter handle. They're both the same thing. It is Long Coat Mafia. We do have a Twitch. It is, I think it's twitch.tv/LCMpod or podcast, one of the two. Either way, all the links will be in the description down below. We do have a TikTok. It is LCMpod. All the clickable links are on our main website, which is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. And our website, not only do we have all the links, current and everything else, you can download every single one of our episodes going all the way back to over 6 years ago on our website. You could hear all the past Otacon episodes. You could hear every convention episode that we've done, the panels that we've gotten. You could download them, listen to them at your leisure, or stream them directly from the website. You're more than welcome to do that. There's no requirements, no matter what some people might say. We do have a YouTube channel. You have to go to YouTube and search for The Long Coat Mafia Podcast, because if you just search Long Coat Mafia, we don't come up. But if you search for The Long Coat Mafia Podcast, we do. It's the first thing that does come up. And please hit that subscribe button, because we're trying to hit that 100 subscriber goal. Just to let you know, we have a whole mess of Otacon 2021 videos up there ready for you to check out. Plus, we have the videos from the previous years that we've been there and covered. This was the first time we've been there for all 3 days. So check what we have. Check the new Otacon content that we've put up. Hit that subscribe button, because we're still trying to get that 100 subscriber goal. While you're there, don't forget to hit the like button if you like the videos. Leave a comment. Please satisfy the algorithmic gods that are there and everything else. As for finding us, if you listen to this episode from our website, which again is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com, please don't forget, if we do have a way to listen to us on a desktop or laptop computer, and that is through either iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Pandora, Amazon Music, and many, many others. But if you like to listen to us on the go, you're more than happy to do so by using Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Pandora, Amazon Music, Audible, and many, many, many others. And plus, for backup, even though we do recommend you bookmarking our website, which again is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com, we do recommend you downloading the Podbean app. It is free. I think you might have to sign up. Doing so is also free. It's available for both the iOS and Android apps. So that way, if a site like Google Podcasts or iTunes or Apple Podcasts decides, for whatever reason, they're not going to update our stream, our RSS feed, you can always get it through the app or our main website. Now, speaking about sites like iTunes or Spotify or Amazon Music, we're going to be marking this as clean. We marked this as clean. But sites like iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, and the whatnot will constantly put that explicit tag on our show. Because why? We do occasionally curse. But on the episodes we don't curse, they feel that they should blacklist us by putting that tag on no matter what. Therefore, we're going to have to rely on you to help us get the word out that not all our episodes are dirty or explicit. They are clean as well. So please, check us out. That's all we ask. So we might be starting to put clean or dirty in the title so you have a better idea. So that being said, I'll see you all next week with our the start of our Johnny / Jenny on the Street episodes from Otacon. I'm the Reverend Godfather. And again, thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Mr. Tang. Thank you, Otacon, for letting us have this interview. I am out to get some rest, to drink a whole mess of water, and everything else. Take care, everyone.
See you next time on the Long Coat Mafia.